Hello, it's Kim here in the podcast tent, and I'm with Uber Dave, which is Dave Phillips.
That's right.
How are you, Dave?
Very good, thank you.
Good. I'm so glad you're in here because, again, hanging outside the tent, you meet the most amazing people. And Uber Dave was hanging out there, and we were just talking about content and video. And we were just discussing the fact that some of us are not writers, but we get to tell a story in a different way. How do you tell your stories?
I'm just getting used to it now. The last few days, I'm just hitting record and speaking into the lens, and it just sort of comes out. And I'm trying to, go along with letting the flaws come out, and that's okay. Just be authentic, and that's awesome. And I heard someone say flossom, and I'm all over that.
So. I am totally into flossom because that's where I'm at right now. So you do viral social media video productions.
That's right.
So you're based in Victoria.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're out there connecting with people, helping them with their social media and how video works with them.
That's right.
I see that you come equipped with a camera.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to miss social media camp without my camera.
And, right.
But I find myself using my iPhone more than my video camera.
Why is that?
Well, it's the immediacy. It's in my hand. I can hit upload where I can't do that with my video camera.
Right. So. There's a different way of doing things,
for
sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to shoot the beautiful cinematic stuff with my video camera, but knowing that I'll edit it later.
Right. And in the moment, you're there talking about what you need to talk about.
Yeah.
So this is something that most people can do with their own cameras, and they can embrace this for their own business or event or anything like that. What are some of the tips that you would give regular folk out there to use their camera to make themselves stand out a little bit differently?
Wow, yeah. I guess use it. Use it often and get rid of the fear of getting in front of it and speaking. Jenny Bag Media just gave a great talk on that. She's a on-camera coach, I think it was. And she talked to people about being comfortable in front of the camera, just letting your authentic self come out. So I guess that would be the number one tip, is to just accept it, that being authentic is good, and not try and be perfect. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to work for months on this one video, I think, and I think I'm not alone. Frequent videos is better.
Yeah.
And just start. Even if you have to hit publish and mark it as private for your own safety to feel
safe
about it, just keep putting them out there. And, maybe after video 3 or video 20, you'll start making them public. And you just get used to it.
But you've got to go get and jump in with your feet, right? You just have to do her.
That's right.
Get her done. Yeah. And I think it is, you know what? I guess I feel a little bit of safety with my podcasting, which is much the same, is you just get her done and go have fun and play. And that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And some people are not maybe comfortable in the camera, but you can make that to your advantage. You don't. You can talk, but you can also show the video of it, of things like that, and make it easier, right?
Agreed, yeah.
On yourself. But sometimes we got to paint that picture, tell that story in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think that is really key and what people should be able to take away from social media camp. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're doing today is teaching people that there's another way that you can connect.
That's right.
And a storyteller, that is you, my friend. I'm really, really excited by this. So this is Dave Phillips with Uber Dave. What's your Twitter handle?
It's Uber Dave, yeah.
Uber Dave!
And I don't use Twitter as much as I should. That's the thing. I'm trying to practice what I preach. I'm encouraging people to shoot video, and I'm helping them with their video marketing. But I'm in the Facebook family friends realm most of the time. I'm trying to put myself out, be public. And it's funny, today I posted a video using social cam on my iPhone this morning. Here I am at social cam, and it was just like a 10-second thing. And the first comment I got was from some old high school friend about, oh, you look so old now, but that's just part of it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Even though it was on my Uber Dave page, you know, it's all business, it's Twitter and stuff, they find me, and that's fine. I just want to be public and just...
But, you know, and that's the other thing is, sometimes I think, are we who we are? Do they know who we are? And if they say, you look so old now, you know what? That's me.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, yeah, thanks for the old thing, but this is who I am. And you know what? We're all in the same boat. We are all who we are. We all need to connect, and I get to know who you are. I love when I'm in the bathroom. Oh, it's Kim. I know you from so-and-so. I go, oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I love knowing that about other people. And I feel a different connection with people, and I think that's what we want with people. An authentic connection, you know, through the internet,
right. But
it also breaks barriers so that we can all connect and know, and then they get to get a flavor of who you are and trust you. That's what we want. I am so excited. Oh, this stuff makes me so happy, and I'm just, way to connect with people. So, Dave, I really appreciate your time. I thank you for coming into the tent, and I cannot wait to see more of your videos.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So, again, podcast tent here at Social Media Camp, and yeah, learning more and more and more all the time today. Thanks, everyone.